Hello and welcome to CNN 10. I'm Coy Wire. It's time for your 10 minutes of news on this Tuesday of Teacher Appreciation Week. Give your teachers some hard hands today. Let them know you appreciate them. We have an announcement about that at the end of today's show. That's a tease. Also, submit those words for tomorrow's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Coy Wire. Put your word definition in the comment section of my most recent post, and we're going to choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Let's go. We start today with unprecedented cancellations and delays at Newark Airport in New Jersey that have impacted travelers for more than a week. The cause is a nationwide air traffic controller shortage, which was just made worse when 20% of Newark's controllers walked off the job in protest of their management. Air traffic controllers are the traffic cops of the skies, coordinating and directing takeoffs and landings and monitoring flight paths. It takes years to be certified for this high-stakes job that has long shifts, sometimes 6 days a week, with a starting salary of around $60,000.
It's an important job.
Absolutely, it's an important job. Well, it's the backbone for aviation.
With a split of a second, you could have the from the air traffic controller standpoint, you could lose the picture in a matter of a millisecond.
There are other major U.S. airports being impacted by the air traffic controller shortage. The Federal Aviation Administration is seeing a shortfall of around 3,000 controllers as of last year. That number was calculated before the Trump administration included air traffic controllers in a federal buyout offer to millions of workers. The FAA is now offering incentives to boost the numbers, like increasing starting salaries, giving bonuses to new graduates, and yearly bonuses for eligible controllers who delay retirement. ID check time. For you or anyone you know who's 18 or older, especially those who'll be traveling in the United States. Tomorrow, May 7th, anyone older than 18 accessing a federal site like security checkpoints at airports will need what is called a Real ID. It's a federally compliant license, learner's permit, or non-driver ID card. Real IDs are considered more secure than classic driver's licenses. They have advanced holograms, microprinting, and even information storage. So how do you know if you have a Real ID? They have a black or gold star in the upper right-hand corner. And if any of you soon-to-be drivers out there are planning on getting your learner's permit anytime soon, the Department of Motor Vehicle offices, where you take your driving test, have had fully booked appointments for months ahead of the Real ID deadline. While enforcing the Real ID rule starts tomorrow, anyone can get their Real ID issued even after May 7th. But if anyone you know, 18 or older, will be traveling soon, make sure they check for those stars, superstars. Pop quiz, hot shot. What is the oldest national park in the United States? Yosemite, Crater Lake, Denali, or Yellowstone? If you said Yellowstone, ding ding, you're correct. In 1872, Yellowstone became the first national park in the U.S., with most of the park located in Wyoming, but stretching into Montana and Idaho as well. Today, there are 63 national parks in total. In addition to having some of the most diverse wildlife in the nation, Yellowstone National Park is also one of the most geologically fascinating parks. It sits on top of a volcanic hotspot that fuels its hot springs and erupting geysers. The most iconic is called Old Faithful. Now geoscientists have discovered what's called a magma cap beneath the park, a layer of molten rock and hot liquids that acts like a natural pressure release valve beneath the Earth's surface. Our Nick Valencia explains how it works.
Geoscientists discovered a magma cap underneath Yellowstone National Park, revealing new clues to the state of one of the world's largest active volcanic systems. Researchers from Rice and several other universities made the discovery by using an advanced seismic imaging truck to create custom tiny earthquakes, locating the cap approximately 2.4 miles below Earth's surface. The magma cap acts like a lid, trapping heat and pressure, and plays a vital role in preventing a major eruption. The geoscientists discovered the gas is consistently venting through cracks and channels in the cap, much like steady breathing. This natural pressure release process indicates that the system remains stable. This discovery gives us a deeper understanding of Yellowstone's underground system and highlights just how important it is to keep monitoring the area.
Did you know there is a vault deep underneath the ice of a remote region in Norway that holds more than 1.3 million varieties of the world's seeds? The city of Svalbard is the farthest north a person can fly on a scheduled flight, making it just accessible enough to house the Svalbard Seed Vault. Its purpose is to keep the seeds of crop varieties from around the planet safe as future generations navigate climate change, population growth, and conflict. In other words, if something ever goes down and wipes out the world's food supply, people would hopefully be able to grow back some crops fairly quickly. The Seed Vault officially began accepting samples in 2008, and countries from around the world, from Nigeria to Philippines, worked to catalog and package seeds to send for the collection. And there's still room for more. Since each packet holds an average of 500 seeds, the vault has room for a max of 2.5 billion seeds. That's around 4.5 million varieties of crops. Now to a story highlighting the magic that can happen when we find a way to use our individual talents or passions to help people in need. A retired doctor from Minnetonka, Minnesota, had a successful career specializing in prosthetics for people who have missing limbs or body parts due to traumatic injury. After starting a nonprofit, Dr. Greg Ekbom has traveled to Ukraine 5 times since Russia invaded in 2022, and he's helping both veterans and civilians get fitted for the medical equipment they desperately need. He just returned home last month, and here is part of his inspiring story.
Dr. Greg Ekbom visited Ukraine last month for the 5th time since the war with Russia began.
The passion that I still have at age 75 is strong. It's burning brightly.
Through his nonprofit, LimFit, he's provided prosthetics to more than 80,000 Ukrainian amputees, the majority of them soldiers, but civilians too.
This trip was, I think, one of our best trips because of our prosthetic lab now being fully functional, up and running.
Each time he's there, Greg says the quality of care from the Ukrainian providers gets better. His team helps train them, sharing the latest techniques and also learning plenty from them. Greg says there are always reminders of the war around them.
We got off the train in Kyiv, and 1 hour before a missile hit right in the middle of the city, we saw the smoke rising from the missile hit as we got off the train.
Greg says this trip was the first where Ukrainians shared concern about American support for their cause.
Are you standing with us? Are you going to abandon us? My answer was to tell them that I cannot control what happens in Washington or in the White House, but I can control what happens in my own heart and in the organization LimFit. And we are here, and we stand with you.
There are plans to expand the LimFit mission to other countries, and Greg intends to visit Ukraine 2x a year.
As long as God gives me health and strength, I'm in it for the long haul.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a principal in Iowa who may have shaved the day. Ollie Arlong will be graduating Gateway High School in Ottumwa after getting out of a hairy situation. His coursework was starting to seem insurmountable and the clock was ticking, but Ollie would rise up with hard work and some hair-raising motivation from his principal, Aaron Ruff.
It started with Derek Lunch.
It was No Shave November.
Mr. Ruff, you know, swooped by. And, you know, he sat with us and he was just, you know, we were just making jokes and laughing.
And he asked me when I was going to shave my beard. And then I just, without thinking much, I said, hey, I'll shave my beard when you graduate. And he shook on it.
A deal Ollie could not resist. And when he earned his last credit, needed to graduate, there was no shaving it for later for Principal Ruff. He and Ollie were in sync and it was bye, bye, bye to beard. Ollie abuzz with joy during the honors. Principal Ruff said Ollie doesn't realize how much of an inspiration he's been for other students. He overcame adversity with discipline, dedication, and graduates in May. By a whisker. Congrats, Ollie. All right, voluntary assignment time. This is National Teachers Appreciation Week, and to show our appreciation for choosing us, my CNN team, to help you fuel your students' minds, we're launching CNN 10 Teacher of the Year. Email your nominations to CNN10@CNN.com. We need teacher's name, school's name, city, state, and a few sentences including a strong example of how your teacher goes above and beyond for their class. Person nominating has to be at least 13 years old, and we are only accepting one email per class. No double submissions qualify. So, do a little group project. Huddle up. Come up with the most compelling case for your teacher before submitting that final draft, and we may just be coming to visit your school. Let's celebrate you. We have a shout out going to Indiana today. The Panthers at R. Nelson Snyder High School in Fort Wayne. Rise up. And Miss Polovic and Mr. Irwin and all of our Owensboro High School in Kentucky, you beanie believe that we're giving you a shout out today. Thank you for making us part of your day. See you tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.